will stand by.
Okay.
I'll briefly introduce you. And good afternoon. You're listening to a live teletown hall meeting with your state senator, Kim Lozada. And we're talking today about COVID-19 and our area's senior population. We'll also talk about what you might think are some of the other chief issues facing our state and our seniors, like roads, banned education, and healthcare. We'll chat a little bit, too, about the changes in auto insurance that took effect at the start of July. We have hundreds of people on the call this afternoon, and we'll try to get to as many questions as possible in a few minutes. If you would like to ask a question and join the conversation, all you need to do is press zero. Again, if you would like to ask a question and join the conversation here in Senator Kim Lozada's teletown hall, all you need to do is press zero. Senator Lozada is joined today by Laura Sutter, the director of the Branch Hillsdale St. Joseph Community Health Agency, Rebecca Burns, the health officer for the Branch Hillsdale St. Joseph Community Health Agency, Tim Stoll, the executive director of the St. Joseph County Commission on Aging, Christine Van Landingham, the COO of the Region 4 Area Agency on Aging, which includes Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties, and Lori Hardy with the Cass Council on Aging, and she runs the care services team. Again, in a couple of minutes, we'll go to questions. If you'd like to ask a question at that time in our teletown hall with Senator Kim Lozada, all you need to do is press zero. And Senator Kim Lozada, good afternoon. Thank you for hosting this teletown hall, because obviously there is a lot to discuss. And of course, COVID-19 has created a lot of unique challenges for seniors, hasn't it?
Good afternoon. Thank you, John. Thanks for joining me for this important teletown hall. It's an honor to be your voice in Lansing. Life is different than it was 6 months ago, and there's a lot on our mind. I can tell it's different. I had really, for the first time, difficulty connecting today online. But here we are, and today we will be discussing the status of COVID-19 and answering your questions. We are all in this together. And while this time has been challenging for us, these past few months have been especially hard on our seniors. Ensuring the safety and well-being of our seniors is one of my top priorities. I want to thank my special guests for being with us to lend their expertise and answer your questions. They're very busy people, and I appreciate the time they're giving today. And John introduced everyone already, but before beginning our discussion, I want to make sure that you have my contact information. My team and I are here to serve you, and you can reach us by calling 517-373-6960 or sending an email to senkLozada@senate.michigan.gov. And I'd like to invite Laura Sutter or Rebecca Burns from the Branch Hillsdale St. Joseph Community Health Agency to give us an update on COVID-19 and how we can better understand the numbers being reported.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. This is Rebecca Burns. Thank you very much for inviting me today and for having us as a part of your teletown hall. I am the health officer at the Branch Hillsdale St. Joseph Community Health Agency, and here today to, I guess, talk a little bit about COVID-19 in St. Joseph County, what the health department's role is in COVID-19 is to investigate positive cases, to get individuals who have had close contact who may become a case into quarantine, and then to follow those individuals to hopefully stop further transmission of COVID-19. We also, of course, spend time trying to provide education and best practices for all of our residents that they can take to protect themselves. In St. Joseph County currently, we see continued daily increases in the number of positive cases. We are noting that some of those increases are coming as a result of mandatory testing, as the migrant and agricultural community who is now required to test. I also have with us today Laura Sutter, who is the director of the Area Agency on Aging 3C, which is integrated within the local health department of Branch Hills, Dillon, and St. Joseph counties. And I will let her take over from here.
Good afternoon, Senator, and members who are listening in. We're glad to be a part of the Teletown Hall and appreciate the opportunity. The Area Agency on Aging is committed to assisting older adults and people who care for them to live as independently in their homes as possible, and some of whom are very vulnerable, as the Senator knows, and as our colleagues in the Aging Network here across Branch and St. Joseph counties. There have certainly been very unique situations that have come to our attention, and with the amazing local aging network here, we've been able to support a number of very unique circumstances, not only with food and shelf-stable and produce boxes, but with unique items such as personal care items and brain and mental health supports and services. So we've been working very hard along with our colleagues in the public health agency to work to be a place for people to go to talk about what their needs might be and find supports that hopefully meet those needs and connect them to resources if we don't provide that service ourselves. I should say we're one of 16 area agencies on aging in the state of Michigan, and we are all committed to provide information, supports, services, and try to help as best we can with the pandemic and other ways of helping people stay independent and well in their homes.
Hey, Rebecca and Laura, thank you both very much. Again, you're listening to Teletown Hall meeting with Senator Kim Lozada, and we're talking today about COVID-19 and the state's response and some other topics. If you'd like to ask a question, we'll get to questions in a minute. All you need to do is press zero, and we'll get you in the queue to ask a question. Senator Lozada, what do you think right now? Should we go to Tim Stoll, the executive director at the St. Joseph County Commission on Aging?
That sounds great. None.
Tim?
Yeah, thanks so much for allowing us to participate in this. The St. Joe County Commission on Aging is responsible for direct services to the seniors. We work closely with the Area Agency on Aging and Laura especially. This has been really trying for our seniors in the county. It's been a long time, you know, that they've been kind of cooped up, and been unfortunate. Early on, we recognized, you know, and the information coming out about it, about COVID-19, was how it really negatively impacts seniors especially. So what we try to do is really provide support in the home as much as possible to keep people in a safe place, but still make sure that they're getting the things they need, such as meals. And we're now providing in-home support as well, such as homemaking services and that kind of thing. So throughout the process, or throughout the quarantine period until now, we're providing contact with people minimum a couple times a week just to stay in touch. We're, you know, very concerned about the mental health needs of our seniors, and those contacts are very important to them, just so they have somebody that they can talk to and feel connected to the outside world still. So that's just a summary of some of the things that we've been doing, but happy to answer any questions as they come up.
Tim, thank you again. And once more, if you would like to ask a question, all you need to do is press zero. Senator Lozada, right now we'll go to Christine Van Landingham, the COO of the Region 4 Area Agency on Aging. Hello, Christine.
Hello, good afternoon, and thank you for this opportunity. The Region 4 Area Agency on Aging serves the counties of Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren of Senator Lozada's district. So happy to have an opportunity to talk about COVID-19's impact in our region and what the Area Agency on Aging is doing to support seniors and caregivers and families. I appreciate the information from our colleagues over on Branch and Hillsdale from the Health Department. As probably most folks know on this line, the greatest percentage of COVID-19 deaths are amongst our older adults, friends, and neighbors. So that makes the work of the Area Agency on Aging critical in this time. So we want folks to know that we want, most importantly, to push out information so that we get good information out to seniors and support our caregivers. So we want folks to know that as you're staying home and staying safe, every senior age 60 and older has the ability to have home-delivered meals provided to them. We want folks to stay as safe as possible, so if you don't need to go out and shop or can't shop or cook or just don't feel safe going out into the community, you can connect with us and we will arrange to have either hot meals delivered 5 days a week or a week's worth of frozen meals delivered 1 day a week. So we want to make sure that nutritional support is in place. And again, that's available for any senior who's 60 and older. Secondarily to that, we want to make sure that people do have social connectedness. While COVID-19 deaths are significant, we will have residual impact from all of this social isolation and loneliness and the very real and documented health risks of that. So we do have trained volunteers and staff who are manning a friendly caller line, and they make calls to isolated seniors to check up on them and make sure that they are okay, that they have a way to connect to resources, and that they have a touch base to the world. So that's a service that happens at least weekly. For some seniors, they get calls more than once a week. But the telephone reassurance in form of friendly callers is available. And as people in the district are thinking about how can I make a difference, people can sign up to volunteer to make those calls and really make a difference in seniors' lives. I will say, as it pertains to older adults who have COVID-19, Region 4 Area Agency on Aging has partnered with our health departments and our health systems, and we will provide for older adults who are COVID positive, we will provide 4 weeks of in-home care so that they can convalesce at home if they haven't progressed to the level where they need hospitalization, but they need care in the home. We will provide 4 weeks of care hands-on in the home, and we have trained providers able to do that. And with the CARES Act funding, we're able to do that at no charge to the patient. And if a senior is in the hospital and they're coming home from a hospitalization but still need some care to get better, we'll provide 2 weeks of care, again, funded by the CARES Act. So we want to make sure seniors are supported and they get better. Just as importantly, that provides care and support and a respite for caregivers. This is a long journey, often for family members and loved ones of older adults with COVID-19. So we want to make sure that we support the caregivers. In addition to that, whether you have COVID-19 or not, this is a time when many people are not terribly excited to go into a congregate care setting. So if you get sick or decline and you need nursing home level of care, we can provide that care through many payment mechanisms depending on people's income and asset status. There is an alternative to nursing home care called the My Choice Waiver, and Area Agencies on Aging can help connect folks to that. It's not an anti-nursing home message. We need quality nursing homes, and we have quality nursing homes. But given the congregate care settings deaths attributed to COVID-19, many people are understandably anxious to avoid that care setting right now. So we can and we do provide nursing home level of care, but we bring all the care into your own home so that you reduce that risk of COVID exposure. So those are the primary ones. And then in general, we have an info line for aging and disability so that people can discuss individualized challenges and get access to support. No one person's experience of this past 6 months or the next segment of months as we walk through this pandemic will be the same. So we have experts who will talk with people on the phone and figure out what it is they need and how we can help them. And that number is 800-654-2810. Happy to take any questions, but in general, that's the things that we're working on here to support older adults and caregivers during the pandemic.
Christine, thank you. As our teletown hall with State Senator Kim Lozada continues, if you'd like to ask a question, all you need to do is press zero and we'll get you into the queue. Senator Lozada, right now we're going to go to Lori Hardy with the CAS Council on Aging. Lori, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us join this town hall. Sorry. We are a direct service provider. We work closely with Region 4 Area Agency on Aging with Christine. And we have all the services that you can get through AAA. We do provide those. We have on wheels, we have home care, our day program, and most of the care services that we offer are up and running at a limited basis depending on which program. So we are excited to hear any questions, and hopefully we can answer them and get services where they're needed.
Lori, thank you very much. Senator Lozada, we'll get to the questions from the audience momentarily. However, we do have three poll questions today. We'll do the first question right now. The question is, do you believe the state has reacted effectively to COVID-19? For yes, press one. For no, press two. Again, our first poll question is, do you believe the state has reacted effectively to COVID-19? For yes, press one. For no, press two. And again, if you would like to ask a question and join the conversation with Senator Kim Lozada and her panel on our teletown hall, all you need to do is press zero. And Senator and panel, right now we're going to go to our questions. And our first question is coming in from Samuel in Edwardsburg. Samuel, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Go ahead with your question.
Yes. I wonder what agencies we have in Cass County for help with the seniors. I'm 72. I'm a retired RN, so I'm quite familiar with the COVID deal and everything else. So I rarely go out except to the grocery store anymore. That's only about every 2 weeks. I have a friend, my mother's best friend, who more or less adopted me when my mom died. We keep tabs on each other. Once, twice a week, we call to make sure we're still all right and still alive and kicking. What agencies do we have in Cass County other than Cass County Council on Aging?
This is Christine. I'd be happy to take that question. I'm glad that you mentioned Cass County Council on Aging because they are an excellent resource, and it sounds like you know well what they do. Area Agency on Aging, Region 4, does serve Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren, so we're great partners with CCOA, and there are additional services and supports that are available to every Cass resident in addition to that great service that CCOA provides you. So I'd encourage you to either check out our website or just as effectively call that 800 number and find out what's available, because it's a robust set of services to support all the residents, older residents of Cass County. And that 800 number again is 800-654-2810.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you.
And Senator Lozada, as you said, if people have questions, they can always call your office too, can't they?
Absolutely. Let me give that number again. The phone number is 517-373-6960, or they can email me at sen@senklozada@senate.gov.edu. www.michigan.gov.
Okay, and again, if you would like to ask a question, all you need to do is to press zero. Right now we have a question coming in from Susan in Niles. And thank you for joining our Teletown Hall this afternoon. Go on ahead.
Thank you very much. First of all, Senator Lozada, thank you very much for your service. And I appreciate you putting together these types of town halls where we can listen and also be heard. My question to you would be, I'm wondering what you're doing opening up gyms in the state of Michigan, which, in my opinion, have not been closed properly. You know, physical fitness and mental health and that type of thing for seniors.
Okay, Susan, I believe your question is, what do I think about opening the gyms up?
Yeah, the gyms are not open currently, as you know.
Right, and yeah. Well,
You know, casinos open, we have bars open, and gyms offer an opportunity for physical fitness and mental health building and that type of thing. And I'm wondering what steps you may be taking to help gyms reopen.
Right. Well, Susan, I can tell you one thing is that I'm on the task I'm on the Joint Select Committee on COVID-19. And what that means is it's a committee that meets every week. There are 5 House members and 5 senators. And what we're tasked with doing is reviewing the state's response so that we can learn from this pandemic and be prepared for the future. So one thing that we're doing tomorrow, we're going to be hearing from those businesses that are still closed. And we've been listening to those businesses and allowing them to speak so that hopefully, you know, the governor is listening and understands the difficulties they're having. And I'm right there with you. I watch the numbers constantly, and I don't understand why gyms are not open. I talked to numerous gym owners and understand what they would do, what their plan is to protect their workers and their customers that come in. And they have great plans, and they're waiting to open. And just like anything else, you talked about casinos. We talked about grocery stores, restaurants. You know, all of those things are open. I don't understand why gyms are not open. And we're talking about people's mental health, their physical health. Gyms are a very effective way to help in those areas. And we just keep fighting to get the gyms open. And we're hoping that the governor will move us all to phase 5. We're not in dire straits. Like, you know, at the beginning, we didn't understand where we were going with COVID-19. Now we do have a handle on what's going on. Our hospitals are not overwhelmed with patients with COVID-19. We're not seeing the deaths that we saw at the beginning. People are protecting themselves, those that have underlying conditions or that are, you know, of a certain age. They're protecting themselves. But at the end of the day, I can tell you what I saw going back to church, it's the elderly that are there, and it's the elderly that are saying, a lot of the elderly, not all, but a lot of them are saying, this is my life, let me do what I want to do. And, you know, so let's get the gyms open, and I think we just need to be noisier on that.
I was just going to say, what can we do as voting citizens to help you in your committee? And
okay, call the governor's office. Get everyone you know to call the governor's office and say, look, the gyms need to be open. They have plans to keep people safe. Open the gyms.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Senator.
Thank you.
Susan, thank you very much for your question. In terms of the first polling question that we asked, we were asking, do you believe the state has reacted effectively to COVID-19? 69% of our respondents said yes. 31% said no. We're going to go to a second question right now, and that question is this. Outside of COVID, what do you believe is the most important issue facing our state? For roads, press 1. For education, press 2. For healthcare, press 3. For improving our economy, press 4. And for other, press 5. Again, our second polling question is, outside of COVID, what do you believe is the most important question facing our state? For roads, press 1. For education, press 2. For healthcare, press 3. For improving our economy, press 4. And for other, press 5. As our teletown hall with State Senator Kim Lozada continues, if you'd like to ask a question, all you need to do is to press 0. Right now, we're going to go to Catherine, who's calling in from St. Joseph. Catherine, good afternoon. Thank you for joining Senator Lozada's teletown hall. Go on ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. I was wondering who makes the determination as to what the seniors get monthly as commodities. I have a friend at church who gets commodities, and the things that they get are like canned vegetables, canned fruit, beans, and I know I'm involved with the food truck that our church provides for people, and, you know, we give, like, fresh vegetables and fruit. It's really good food. And, you know, you're giving people these things, but the seniors are not getting them. And I wondered who makes that determination as to what the seniors get.
Oh, that's a great question. Can someone from the panel answer that question?
This is Christine. That is a program run by the USDA, the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And while many efforts are made to do low sodium when it is canned, that is a USDA-run program. It's not something that's locally run, but that would be where the decisions are and where the feedback should go. They should be aware of what's helpful and what's not. And I appreciate your work with food banks. And as Laura Sutter, my colleague over at the other Area Agency on Aging, talked about, we are doing fresh fruit produce boxes this summer for older adults, recognizing that that's a huge gap in what many seniors are able to acquire when they're getting commodity boxes, et cetera. But to answer your direct question, it is a USDA, United States Department of Agriculture program. And so those where those decisions are made.
And how do we address?
I can give you Senator or Congressman Upton's number to ask that question of.
Okay, I can get that. But that's who addressed the problem?
Yeah, they could help you with that question.
Okay, thank you.
If I may, this is Laura.
Go ahead, Laura.
Sure. Hi, this is Laura Sutter again. The Senior Project Fresh program may be something of assistance to people listening today. Similar to the regular Project Fresh, there are coupons that may be available in your community to go to locally run and operated farm stands to utilize these coupons to purchase fresh fruits and vegetables. There are a few points of information that the program would need to ask in advance. Because the coupons are limited, they try to target those at 185% of the federal poverty guidelines. So they try to focus on lower income individuals, but it is an option to make your own choices at local farm stands for fresh produce throughout the growing season. So I would encourage you to perhaps call your local Area Agency on Aging. And Christine has shared the number a couple of times. And if you have friends or family over in Branch or St. Joseph counties, you can always contact our office at 888-615-8009.
Laura, thank you very much. And again, if you would like to join the conversation with our teletown hall with Senator Kim Lozada and her guests, all you need to do is press zero. So just press zero to ask a question. And in fact, we had a question coming up that we just lost. So again, if you'd like to ask a question, all you need to do is press zero. A common thread in some of the questions I have seen here on the computer is actually something you mentioned, Christine, and that is, in essence, to what extent is isolation a health risk? Could someone, Christine, talk about that?
Certainly. So there's a lot of research. In fact, a study that was just published in January, right before this pandemic, that linked social isolation and loneliness to an increase in dementia and heart disease and in all increase in deaths of all causes. So while I don't have that study at my fingertips, it's a highly respected and, again, published in just January. It was the newest study that looks at the long-term effects of social isolation and loneliness and what that does to our physical health, then also attributed to our mental health. Just anecdotally, I have an aunt who's 92 years old, and she lives in a assisted living facility where she's not been able to go out of her room since March 16th. Her comment to me this week was, "I'm 92 years old. If the rest of my life is going to be like this, I don't want to live it." So that's an anecdotal but very powerful statement about what social isolation and loneliness is doing to the oldest among us and our brain trust, our wisdom keepers. So highly motivated to make sure that older adults are connected, that we get visiting opportunities for those people safely who are living in congregate care settings. But that would be, if I could point you back to the science, it is increased risk of dementia, of heart disease, and of deaths of all causes.
Okay, thank you, Christine. Anybody else want to weigh in on that question? Okay, we have a question coming in right now from Ranella in Niles. Sounds like with a question maybe for Lori about getting a ride to polling locations. And Ranella, thank you for joining our teletown hall.
Well, thank you for taking my call, too. I happened to think about that, you know, with the elections, mail-in ballots, everything this year. You know, our weather is so unpredictable, and I was wondering if there had been a central site set up in the counties where if somebody, you know, they don't send in the mail-in, and they decide to go to the polls, if there's a place that they can call in that they need a ride.
I believe,
you know, the weather's bad.
Yeah, I believe that the public transit is the best way to go. I know they're up and running. You live in Niles?
Well, actually, I'm on the way southwest corner of Cassopolis, so you go a quarter mile and you're in Berrien County.
gotcha. So I don't know if public transit goes there. Sometimes the local townships will offer assistance getting people to and from the polling sites.
Okay.
And if there is a huge need, maybe that's something that the COA could look at, you know, in the future. But at this time, we only provide medical transportation.
Okay. Yeah, I just happened to think of that. And, you know, this year's going to be a mess anyways. But I could call the township office and find out if they've taken up that issue. Okay.
Yeah, and Ranelle? Yeah, Ranelle?
Yes.
Oh, this is Senator Lozada. So you prefer to vote in person?
I'm going to vote by mail.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you have a right to, you know, get an absentee ballot.
Yeah,
so
it will be coming because I'm already signed
up. Oh, good.
For it. I just, Yeah, I appreciate you asking, and it's good to hear your voice. But, yeah, I know that, you know, my age group and those who are older, you know, they probably have it tossed up whether, well, I've always done it this way, you know, so that's why
you're right. Some people just prefer, I have an aunt that's elderly, and she prefers to vote in person. She doesn't, you know, want anything to happen to the ballot, and she wants to watch it go through the machine, so,
That's right. There you go. Okay, and thank you so much for your time.
Bye-bye.
And thank you very much for the call. Again, if you would like to ask a question, all you need to do is press zero. Just press zero to join the conversation. One question I have seen come up here is in sort of a general term about technology. We're living in a time right now where people are communicating through Zoom meetings, through video calls. If someone did want to get a hand maybe with just a word or two on how to set up that technology, any advice on how to make that happen?
This is Tim. I can answer that question for St. Joe County anyway. The St. Joe County Commission on Aging, we offer tech assistance at both of our buildings in Sturgis and Three Rivers. Happy to help anybody with any device that they have. We've had regular appointments, actually, since the quarantine period has started, and actually before that, too. It's just our seniors seem to struggle with, especially iPads and the smartphones and that kind of thing. So that support's definitely available. All you have to do is call us at 269-279-8083.
And this is Christine from Region 4 Area Agency on Aging. That would be true for Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties, both in terms of setting up devices, but also we run a Zoom 101 class and help people know how to get on all of these classes and then run a full plethora of online interesting and educational classes, and some of it's just social support. So I think that you're going to find that true around the region, and I think maybe Laura was going to try to jump in, or Lori.
This is Lori from Cass County Council on Aging. We as well have people here at Cassopolis and Front Street Crossing in Dowagiac who can help in person, you know, with the IT side of things, as well as Zoom. We've done a lot of classes through Zoom, and so we can work one-on-one with a person to get set up and make sure that they're up and running for the Zoom meeting. So if you need anything from us, feel free to give us a call at 269-445-8110, or you can stop in at either location and we can help you there.
Okay, let's take a look right now at the results of our second polling question. That question was, outside of COVID, what do you believe is the most important issue facing our state? The top response, the top priority was improving our economy at 33%, followed by education at 28%. Then healthcare and roads were close together. Healthcare was at 16%. Roads was at 15%, and other came in at 7%. Let's go right now to our third question, which I am trying to get up here. There it is. The question is, if you have renewed your auto insurance policy since July 1st, have you seen a drop in insurance rates? Again, the question is, if you have renewed your insurance policy since July 1st, have you seen a drop in insurance rates? For yes, press 1. For no, press 2. Once more, the question is, if you have renewed your auto insurance policy since July 1st, have you seen a drop in insurance rates? For yes, press 1. For no, press 2. Right now, we're going to go to Pamela calling in from Dowagiac. She's hoping to ask Rebecca a question about local restaurants. And Pamela, thank you for joining our Teletown Hall this afternoon.
Thank you. I was wondering, in the health department's role on for the food service program, is there anything they can do to assure that the COVID guidelines are being met in the food service industry?
Hi, this is Rebecca. Thank you so much for that very important question. Our environmental health staff at local health department does work with our food service establishments to ensure that they are following the guidance to reduce risk in those establishments. That means wearing masks while working, not working when they are sick, and then isolating individuals in, that would have had close contact if there is a positive employee found at the restaurant. There are other food businesses like your local grocery store, some businesses that kind of appear to be a blend where there's items for sale but also food ready to eat also. Those facilities are regulated by the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, and that department is reaching out directly to any establishments that they are made aware of that are not following guidance. So thank you so much for your support and for letting us know when you identify an issue of concern.
So it's important for one to call the environmental health section of a local public health department if we observe a blatant disregard for some of the guidelines, like masks is a biggie, for the servers.
Right. So the health department will, during a routine inspection, if the facility is due, you know, they will identify it at that time. But if the facility is not due for a routine inspection, those happen about every 6 months, then we do rely on the public to let us know that there's an issue, because otherwise we just don't know. And you can reach out to your local health department, usually on their website or by phone. And in St. Joseph County, you would dial 269-273-2161, extension 233 for environmental health. Cass and Van Buren and Berrien, Cass and Van Buren are a district health department. They would have a separate number, and Berrien County is another health department, and they would have a different phone number as well.
I have the phone number for the Van Buren Cass Health Department. It is 269-621-3143, but I'm not sure of the extension for the environmental health.
Okay, Pamela, thank you very much for that question. Again, if you would like to ask a question, join the conversation. All you need to do is press zero. A couple of minutes ago, we asked our third polling question, which was, if you have renewed your auto insurance policy since July 1st, have you seen a drop in insurance rates? Exactly 50% answered yes. The other 50% answered no. Our next question is coming in from Sarah in Vandalia. And Sarah, thank you for joining our teletown hall this afternoon.
Thank you, and thank you so much for answering my call. And Senator Lozada, thank you for providing this town hall meeting, teletown hall meeting. My question is, or my concern was, the mail-in voting. I opted to do mail-in. And then when there was a lot of questions and a lot of conversation about fraud and different things like that, I became insecure, and my daughter was suggesting, no, don't do the mail-in. You want to go in. But I really would like to stay away from the actual site. I would like to stay away from in person. So my question is, you know, has there been steps, specific steps put in place to increase our comfort level in believing that our votes are going to be counted, you know, if they're mailed in?
Yes, Sarah, I think, I guess it's just the times we're in that messages out there are not real clear, or maybe sometimes unintentionally not clear. So I think what people were concerned about is just that, for example, if the Michigan Secretary of State just sent out a ballot to anyone that was on her list, and we know, and I've seen heard from numerous people that have received ballots in their mailboxes at their homes that were going to someone that hadn't lived there in years, or they got ballots of maybe siblings that hadn't lived in the state for years. And the big question was, what list is the Secretary of State using? Because I know for a fact our former Secretary of State had people working on the list constantly, to just constantly looking at the list to get people who have died off the list, or people that have moved locations of where they live, changed residences, or are out of state, got those people off the list. So that's the concern. But if you request an absentee ballot, that's different, because you're requesting this. And then when you request it, it will send you the ballot. So it's completely different. And I know that, my colleagues and I in the Senate are closely, you know, we were monitoring the primaries. We just want to make sure that our elections are fair. I mean, regardless of who's running, that should have nothing to do with it. It should just be fair. It's done correctly, and you know, I think that's always what we're looking to make sure happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's what I want too, a fair election.
Right, just fair elections. I mean, it doesn't seem that hard, right?
Right.
I mean, that's what we're all entitled to, are fair elections. And I don't want anyone, I don't care who they are, if I support them, I still don't want someone to, I want a fair election, and I want someone to win. You know, like when we were kids, we always talked about being fair, right? And win or lose, you know, it was fair. So that's all we care about, and that's what I care about for sure. So let's just hope that everyone agrees to do the right thing and have fair elections.
Thank you for taking my question.
Thank you very much for the call. Again, if you would like to ask a question, just press 0. Our next question is coming in from Donna in Cassopolis. Hello, Donna. Thank you for joining our teletown hall.
Yes, I was just wondering how elderly person that lives alone and is disabled, is there a way to get groceries done?
That's a great question. I'm sure one of our experts can answer that.
This is Christine, and I'm not certain what the geography is where you live. Can you tell me where you live?
I live in Cassopolis.
Cassopolis, and I might need to have Lori Hardy answer that one for you.
Okay. So we do have a program. It's part of our home care program, where we have home care aides that could assist with going and getting groceries and then bringing them back to you. So we could certainly help you and give you the best resources available if you would like to call and we can talk about it.
Okay.
Another option. Go ahead, Lori.
Do you need our phone number?
No. I know
okay.
The COA. No, I've got that.
Okay. Okay. Just give us a call, and I'd be happy to help you.
Okay. Thank you.
Another option is there are several grocery stores who will deliver for seniors. So, for example, I know Harding's at some of the Harding stores. If you call them in the morning and place an order, they will deliver. There's a $5 charge for doing so. But you might check with your local market if you need that. They might be able to help you.
And Donna, thank you very much for the question. As we come up on 2 o'clock, we still have a little bit of time left. So again, if you'd like to ask a question, all you need to do is to press 0. And maybe a question for our panel would be this. You know, obviously we are living in a time of social distancing, but at the same time, do you have any advice on some of the ways that even though we're socially distanced, even though we're isolated, that we'd still be able to stay socially connected?
I know here at the COA in Cassopolis, we have offered some of our programs, you know, outside. We have a lovely courtyard that we can, you know, have people come and sit, or we have our pavilion, for larger groups. So it's nice where people can come and just stay outside and be able to still enjoy others' company, but, you know, feel safe and feel open. So that has been a big help here in our county.
This is Tim. Yeah, we have the same thing going on in St. Joe County at both of our buildings, actually. We started to do a few of our programs outside on the patios where we can maintain that social distance, people can be safe, but still enjoy each other's company. So I encourage anybody to look that up.
And Senator Kim Lozada, it's just about 2 o'clock now, which brings us down to the end of our teletown hall. But again, as you said, if people have a question, a concern, a comment, you are only a phone call or an email away, correct?
Right. You know, I want to tell people that the health and safety of Michiganders continues to be top of my list, and I've had countless meetings and conversations with folks returning to work, reopening their businesses, and planning the new school year. And actually, I have 4 kids, 2 are high schoolers, and they started back to school today. And I'm really impressed by what our schools are doing going forward, you know, giving choices to parents and what that looks like. They're doing a fantastic job. And our community members are trying, you know, trying to keep us safe. And, you know, really, whether we agree or disagree with the governor's mandate to wear a mask, I hope we all agree that we should do what we can to protect the most vulnerable in our communities during this unprecedented time. And so if you weren't able to ask a question and you still have a question, you can contact me at 517-373-6960 or email me at senklasada@senate.michigan.gov.
Okay, Senator and our panel, thank you all very much. It's been a very informative hour, and we appreciate all of your time. And to everyone who joined us this afternoon, thank you for your participation, and have a good afternoon and evening.